Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Still to come, we got to talk about atheism. Apparently, one state legislator is very offended by the whole idea, doesn't want kids to even hear about the concept. We'll get to that here in moments, but let's go to your phone calls first and talk to Freedom One calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I just heard the gentleman before that was calling about the HHO fuel.
Okay. Okay.
And I've been researching HHO fuel since 1999. And I've been in contact with the guy.
A lot of damn research.
Oh, yeah. I've actually went to Florida and met this guy, Dennis Klein, in person. And what he did is he invented, HHO was invented a long time ago. It was actually like Tesla's idea. He's the one that was the first guy that actually came out with it. But like the gentleman with you was saying that they couldn't figure out a way to produce it without spending, you know, too much energy to create it. This guy that I met in Florida finally figured out the way to create HHO out of 110 volts AC and 12 volt DC power.
He
invented a torch first, got the patents passed in 8 months, came out with the torch. He sold over 3,000 of them. So like you were saying, people can, you know, rip these torches apart and figure out how they work if they want to. So they're out there already. Then what he did is in 1998, he came up with the same kind of system and made a hybrid car. And it runs on 4 ounces of water. You can get 100 miles out of 4 ounces of water. I have his phone number. I was wondering maybe you guys could give him a call and try to get him on the show.
Yeah, I really, you know, this isn't that kind of a show. We don't do really interviews very often. I have to really be interested in seeking out an interview, and it's not really a science kind of show. But I appreciate the offer. Now, so you say this guy hasn't been shut down by the evil conspiracy yet, huh?
No. There's no, the only thing that.
So what's preventing him from taking this big time then? Why hasn't this hit the big time?
Well, he's waiting for his patent. He needs 32 patents. He's got 27 of them passed. Now, like I said before,
so it's actually the government then. You're saying it's the government's slow bureaucratic process that's holding all this up?
Yes. Actually, the government's already has his technology. They've already created it. They're working on Humvees right now and tank technologies with the fuel system that he's got.
The government doesn't make tanks.
No, the
companies make tanks.
Yeah, private companies.
Right. He's working with the companies. The Humvees are the first thing that he's been trying to work on. That's been since 98.
Great.
He's been working
on
that.
Well, why would we need to interview him then? I mean, if he's already getting the contracts
and
the deals.
We have some questions about why they don't come out with these things. This guy was on the news, but the problem is he's not on the national news. He's on local news. Now, you would think that if this was true, wouldn't this be blown up real? You know, it would be blown up nationally. So
you'd think so, yeah. So,
yeah,
why
what I was thinking is something's wrong here. This is a problem. And I was thinking, this ain't real. So I called the company first. I got a hold of him. I talked to him. I made reservations to go down to Florida. I looked at this thing in person, the torch. He shows you a demonstration of how the torch works.
Why does he show you?
Why does he show you?
Yeah.
Because on his website, it says if you want to request a viewing of the invention, you can come down and see it before you buy it.
So is that so you're buying it. Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it. Okay. I wanted to actually I don't have the money to buy it. And I don't use a torch.
How much is the cost?
I buy it. Plus, I'm not a scientist, so I can't rip the thing apart and try to figure out how it works. If I knew somebody that, you know.
You call it a torch. Is this a flashlight? Are you using the British term for flashlight?
No. This is an actual torch. But instead of using acetylene and oxygen, this uses water. It converts the water inside the unit into HHO fuel.
Now, aren't the HHO's trademarks that are out there currently associated with an unproven state of matter called magna gases and, a theory about magnucleas, which are...
You're way over my head right now.
I think that this is... I think the science has been disproven at this point.
What he has, it's called high-tech apps, is what it's called.
Okay.
The process that he uses.
How much was one of the torches?
It's $2,500.
$2,500 for a torch?
Yep.
Well, we should just go and get one now, and we can convert it for the car.
Well, it's not that easy. That's what I'm saying. If you were a scientist or whatever, if you knew how to do that, I would suggest to do it. I know there's thousands of people that have done that could figure out how to do that stuff. I just never went to school for any of that stuff.
I mean, I can get how you could get a lot of hot combustion out of hydrogen gas being burned through some kind of torch system, maybe combined with the oxygen from the electrolysis. I just don't, I don't really, and I'm not a scientist either. I'm not getting how you're getting enough volume of gas to get, I'm assuming it powers a car by compression like any other fuel. You got to move pistons.
It runs exactly like propane would run on a propane engine. It's the same exact thing. It will work on a combined gas engine. The only thing is you have to change the fuel injectors.
Yep.
And
you know what I'd like to say is if what you're saying is true and this guy
certainly sounds researched on it, I can tell you that.
I mean, if you really went down, you met this guy and he's really got this invention and he's really working on getting it into the marketplace, it sounds like everything's going, just fine.
Swimmingly.
We'll be seeing this in our technology soon. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, he's already applying for the patents. The military's picking up the technology if you believe what the guy says.
I mean, I know you can run vehicles on propane. I don't know about this technology. I'm still a little bit skeptical about it.
Of course, I am too.
Generally, these it might be a start. I mean, you might be onto something, but generally, these technologies to be viable take a long time. We have electric cars right now. They're not that good as far as the range you get compared to gas. It's just not worth the trouble. So, I'm not saying there isn't technology out there where you can run a car on water. I'm just saying I don't think it's at the commercial stage yet. I don't know. Maybe it's closer than I think it is. If it is,
great. It's on that path, then we'll have it in our technology soon, and all will be fine.
Yeah, I'd love to run a car on water. I just don't, I'm skeptical of whether we're going to see it anytime soon.
Let's go to the phone calls and talk to Jeff in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, this is the progressive guy who's scared to call your show.
Oh, I don't think you're scared to call. You've called before, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. But I wanted to say a little bit about the caller before the last first. The argument that that putting in more energy than you get out, that's a canard. For everything, you put in more energy than you get out. Otherwise, you'd have perpetual motion. what matters is how much you want to pay for what you get. And now, me, if I was going to design a car that ran on hydrogen, you'd plug in the car all night. It was separated through electrolysis and have some kind of compressor to store the hydrogen and see how much it costs when you're done. But the problem with electric cars and the like is, like, take the EV1, which was very, very successful, by the way.
Not in sales.
No, it wasn't sold. It was leased.
Right, that's right, the leases.
And this is not a conspiracy. GM destroyed every one of them. You can see that in the movie.
They sure did.
Right, and in the movie Who Killed the Electric Car. Electric cars work wonderfully for the average American.
Yeah,
because
I think that I think there's a lot of hope for the electric car industry. I think that they've got them out there. They're sort of working ish.
Tesla Motors cars
not particularly fast.
They work better than gas cars for city driving. I mean, like take someone like me. I drive about 30 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's well within the range, and I would spend much less money. I'd be driving a fast car that has get up and go, just like a gas car.
Mm-hmm.
I would lose nothing except stopping at the gas station. But the problem is the taxes, for the roads and everything. I wouldn't be paying that.
So that's the problem.
I'm saying that's one part of the problem. The way all this stuff is interlinked. If everyone were to switch to electric cars right now, who would pay for the roads?
Everyone's not going to.
Yeah, that
I think you should
true.
Go out and get an electric car.
I know you were calling about a different issue, so I want to hold you over for that. It's the minimum wage. He wants to talk about the minimum wage.
Excellent.
So I want to talk about that. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. The features include the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. It's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
All right, we continue with the calls, and Jeff in Louisiana is still on the line with us. Jeff, Jeff, a self-styled progressive, and you finally have called in. We've actually heard from you in the past. You've sent a couple emails recently, which we subsequently had fun with on the air. But here you are in person to discuss an issue that is near and dear to your heart. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I wouldn't say I think about it that much, but I do feel that, you know, and please forgive me for comparing you to Republicans, but it does seem like your arguments on this matter, they mirror the standard Republican arguments. You know, that, oh, if you raise the minimum wage, you know, dogs and cats living together and everyone goes out of business.
I don't think we've made that argument. No.
Well, it's extreme, but yeah, you'll see people that lose jobs if you raise the minimum wage. I can show you statistics on it too if you'd like to see it. You'll see some businesses go out of business. It's rare, but
businesses on the edge.
I think it's unprovable.
What's that?
I think it's unprovable.
It's unprovable unprovable that businesses go out of business because of the increase of minimum wage. That much is true. It is not unprovable that people lose jobs. You can get it. I can certainly provide you with anecdotal evidence of employers that say, "Yeah, I'm just going to not hire people." And
That's not a person losing jobs. No, that's a job not being created. But I really see.
No, that's a job being destroyed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if I at my pizza parlor employed four people, and then the minimum wage went up, and I decided I'm going to now employ three people, has a job been created, lost, or destroyed?
Well, that's a bad example, since pizza parlors have an exemption. They can pay you what, $2.50 an hour?
Now, why can they do that? Where?
Well, because of tips.
No. This is you could, as far as a waitress, waiter or server goes. That's right, but not a person making pies and delivering pies.
Okay, right. But you see, me, you know, I've been working for 20 years, and
okay.
I've had a number of jobs, and I've been in management, out of management, and whatever. And right now, I'm about to get back into management. And some of the arguments you're making, you know, at least for a successful business, they just don't wash.
Well, it's not for the successful businesses. It's for the unsuccessful ones, the ones
right.
that are on the edge. That they still provide people with food and you know, they still provide people with money that they can buy things.
Right. The minimum wage, raising the minimum wage hurts people that are the businesses that are having a tough time paying the rent and paying all their bills every single month. If then all of a sudden their costs increase again because of the government deciding the minimum wage should go up, there are only so many ways they should deal with that. But that's not really even the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is a personal freedom issue. And I don't know if the Republicans approach it from this way. I don't know what their viewpoint is, sir, so I don't claim to know
that.
That's
exactly what yours is, verbatim.
Personal freedom? That's the issue?
All the arguments you made against it last week, that's their position verbatim.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. Whatever. I don't like, you know, we agree with them on some things. We agree with the Democrats on other things. Whatever. Anyway, my point here is it's a personal freedom issue in that shouldn't I, as an individual, be free to contract with another individual to get paid what it is I'm interested in getting paid?
No.
Really?
No.
There you go. That's the issue,
then. I'll just say it.
You don't believe in freedom. That's just the problem.
I don't believe in freedom. But
no, you don't.
I'm not going to get trapped. See, that's a logic trap. But I'm not going to bite it. I mean, you can word it so I have to answer it yes or no. But I'm going to say no. Because you can't do it with a child, can you?
Do what with a child?
Children should be able to work too, sir.
You can't hire an 8-year-old child, can you?
Only because of the federal government. Children should be able to work as well if they want to.
Now, hold on. Before you go on any further, I can. If I'm a movie theater, I can hire an 8-year-old child. Or if I'm a farm, I can put my 8-year-old child to work on the farm. So I guess that's not quite true. 8-year-old children can be put to work, and they can work darn hard on the movie set.
Well, that's true, but you have to make sure, you know, they get their schooling and everything. But you're right.
So there you go. It's the politicians rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. They decide who the kids can work for and who they can't.
Well, but I think the way they've handled that is pretty good. You know, I really do. But
that's your opinion.
But your arguments, though, you know, they are canards. They are. You can't prove them, but you say them.
Well, let's,
you know, and again, look at Colorado, look at Florida.
Well, look at New Hampshire. I remember when the minimum wage here was $5.15, and I didn't know anyone who was working for $5.15. Burger flippers are making $7 and $8 an hour because the market sets the minimum wage, even for high school kids, at well above what the minimum wage used to be. Now, they've increased the minimum wage, but almost everybody still makes above that. I really think it's the unions that lobby for a minimum wage, because in most union contracts, they're paid by a multiple of the minimum wage. So if it's $6 an hour, your contract says you're paid four times minimum wage to start, you make $24 an hour. And those are the people who have the lobbying power, not the people sweeping the floor at McDonald's.
Right. Nobody's lobbying for the illegal immigrant that's, or, you know, the immigrant that's working for minimum wage, or the high school kid. You can believe the politicians don't care about them. They don't vote, and they don't care.
There are plenty of Americans who earn minimum wage. You know, and are they
heads of household?
Sometimes they are.
Well, sometimes, yeah, like
about
3%
of the time.
But let me be frank. If they're making minimum wage, which I don't even know what it is, $6.50, they're probably not worth much more than minimum wage. To be honest, if all you can make is minimum wage, you're doing something wrong. You can go stock shelves at Walmart for more than that, at least in most places.
Yeah,
you'll
start probably about $8.
If you speak English and you have the use of both of your hands, you should be worth more than minimum wage.
But let's get away from all the statistics.
You're making my argument for me.
Yeah.
You're saying that folks should be making more than $5.15.
Absolutely they should.
They should.
I'm just saying to you that there's no reason that the government needs to get involved in that particular arena. Now, what if I don't speak English and I don't have the use of both of my hands? Should I be able to work for the food that I eat? Should I have that right?
God,
no, I shouldn't.
This is so pathetic.
They're pathetic. Are there people out there that don't have
Americans,
use of their hands?
Americans are the most productive workers on Earth. Do you know that?
Okay.
We are.
Sounds hard to believe, actually.
I'll translate that. We earn more dollars for our employers than other people, like, say France, whatever.
Okay. I'll go for that, sure.
We are the most productive. We have the fewest vacations. Okay, they can afford. Okay, like you just said, okay, the minimum wage goes up from $5 to $7. We have to fire three people. The extra $2 an hour, okay, $2 an hour. Think about that.
I'm thinking about it. I'm telling you, it's not the big businesses. Look, if you want to talk about Nike, or you want to talk about Walmart, or you want to talk about one of those those locations, fine and dandy. You're right. They can handle it. But it's mom and pop's pizza shop that takes the hit, dude.
$16 per person.
Yeah. You say you've been in management, but I find it hard to believe that if you've ever been a business owner. I don't think you really have that perspective. Jeff,
like
hang on.
That.
I'm going to bring you back for more of this because it's interesting discussion. Always good to have opposition on the line here. And if you want to talk to Jeff, he's a so-called progressive, meaning he's progressing towards socialism. We'll talk to him here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you want to get on the line with him. I want to bring it back to the issue of personal freedom here because I really want to focus on that. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website eFoodsDirect.com. I warn you, don't do eFoodsDirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you can bring up anything, toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them, including the updates. Get on the list. We'll keep you in the loop whenever you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We are in the middle of a conversation about the minimum wage with someone who supports it. Before we continue that, Mark, you did a little digging during the break and pulled up some corrections to some of the claims he was making. Right.
Well, first off, the most productive workforce would be based on gross domestic product. The United States is ranked 7th per capita, and Luxembourg is actually the number one as far as most productive workforce.
Yeah, that one didn't sound right to me.
And also, if you look at it, the United States trends upward. We are productive, and we do increase, and then we will drop drastically every time there's a minimum wage increase. So then we inch up a little bit again, and then a minimum wage increase, we plummet. The most productive being Luxembourg, Qatar, Norway, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Singapore, and then the United States of America. We would be number one if it wasn't for the minimum wage.
Interesting. We go back to Jeff, in Louisiana. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, before we get into the personal freedom issue, I want to give you a chance to comment on that.
Well, when I heard this, we were number one. And I remember even where I was pulling into the gym when I heard it on NPR. But the thing about it is, though, you know, I remember what they said about that. The new right-wing leader of France was admiring our workforce, as you know, and how much we don't take vacations and how productive we were.
I remember when that guy came in.
Huh?
I remember when he came in, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know that we were the most productive workforce at the time. And
they may be using different numbers than what I'm using. They may be using some different numbers than I'm using. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to economic numbers, you can twist them to make it look like whatever you want to look like. Sure. I'm looking at gross domestic product, and what I thought was most interesting about it is the hit that it takes every time minimum wage gets increased.
Now, we understand that, you know, when it comes to big companies, you don't care if you put the screw to them. But what we were talking about before, Jeff, is these mom-and-pop businesses, many of them who might be on the edge. You know, they might just be getting the bills paid every single month, and you were making it sound like, oh, it was no big deal to, to give people an extra buck an hour, but, you know, that extra $50 or $100, it depends on your staff, depends on how many staff members you have, but that extra amount of money every single week might be what it took to pay the rent, and that may result in those businesses getting shut down. You don't care about that, though, do you?
Well, I do care about that, but see, you're throwing in a fallacy. For instance, my daughter, who earns minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
She's 17. She works she flips burgers after
yeah.
school. You know, she doesn't. When I said $16 per day, that was for an 8-hour shift with no lunch. You know, the average person who earns minimum wage is not working full time.
Right. That's correct. That's true.
You know, and but see, the thing about it is though, we just don't have any history of the workforce falling because you know we got more rights or got a minimum wage or whatever. You just get folks whining about it. You know, and that's one thing. I hate to call you the right because you're not, but there is this fear of treating the folks right. You know, because a business is going to hurt. It just kills me when I hear you guys talk.
Look, you know? I absolutely do agree with you that you should pay your employees what they're worth. I'm totally with that, and I think that the businesses that do that will take business away from the businesses that don't do
right.
that. I mean, that's competition for labor. I have a monopoly privilege on the use of my labor, and I can sell it to any business that I wish. And therefore, your daughter can decide when she's had enough work experience, do I want to continue to work here, where they may or may not give me a wage increase, or do I want to go someplace else where I can get another quarter or 50 cents an hour?
Hmm. And she, of course, she's going to do that.
Yeah, she may do that. She may say, you know, I like this work environment here. I know that at some point I'll progress. You know, I mean, people make their working decisions over a lot of different reasons, and the most important of which being geography. You get paid more in New York City than you do in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Well, actually, you know what? She actually hates her work environment because I was wrong when I said 17. She just turned 18,
mm-hmm.
and one thing she found out is because her employer follows the law for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and now that she's 18, she gets no breaks for the whole time she's there.
Go find another job. If you
right,
don't
but,
like
but,
it,
but,
go
I,
work
I'm
somewhere
just,
else.
I'm just saying the only reason why the other folks get breaks, the minors, is because the law
requires it. Sure.
You know,
now,
let me tell you something. When I was 16 and working at Big Kmart and they were mandating that I had to go and take a break, that pissed me off because I had customers I needed to take care of and I had to go off on some government mandated break at that particular time. Why is it, Jeffrey, that the marketplace can't just work on its own to decide who gets what based on competition? Is exactly what Mark was talking about before, where if the employees don't like how they're treated, they can go find another job somewhere else, or better yet, if there's no job somewhere else, they could go start their own business and bring competition. What would be wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with bringing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, nothing at all. But that's not what I'm talking about. But I do.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying that you and the Republicans keep on saying that the minimum wage.
I'm sorry, dude. The Republicans voted for the minimum wage. A lot of them did. So I don't appreciate you continuing to align me with them. Mm-hmm. I have no love for any of the Republicans or the Democrats. Look, let's get to the personal freedom issue because people want to talk to you on the phone. We got to actually go to some calls here. But I run a radio show, okay? And at some point, I might need to have some help here in the studio. So I might be interested in, you know, I kind of like the idea of bringing an intern in, but at the same time, they're not reliable. So I'd rather pay someone to come in here. But my budget's not real big. We don't make a whole lot of money on this show at the moment. So my budget's not real big. Let's say I find a high school kid that's willing to come in here six nights a week and, you know, answer the phones or something like that, but I can only afford to pay him $10 a night. You're telling me that I should be threatened with jail time if I want to get into that agreement with this high school kid?
Well, depends on how many hours he's going to spend there.
Depends.
Well, at $10 an hour, if he spent two, then that really wouldn't work out.
It's 3 hours. It's 3 hours a night. So that would be about $3.33 an hour.
Well, it depends. I mean...
it depends?
It depends, because, I mean, if this is an apprenticeship, I wouldn't care if you didn't pay him anything. I mean, if he's getting something out of it besides just money.
But isn't every job really an apprenticeship? Aren't you learning? I'm learning how to be a talk show host every single night. And I would imagine Rush Limbaugh and the people at NPR are too.
But see, dude, I just agreed with you and said it's okay to pay somebody less than minimum wage.
Uh-huh.
You
know, great.
You know, but you just rolled right over that.
Well, I'm glad you hear that. I did understand that you agreed with the logic of my friend. I just want to make sure that you understand that, you know, it's this hate of big companies out there that's so prevalent.
I hated them. I work for a huge company. The company I work for, because, see, I have my own business on one side of the week. I work 40 hours in 3 days. I work 14 hours a day.
Whew.
And then the rest of the 4 days I'm off, and that's when I do my photography. So it's like I have two jobs.
Yeah.
And so
that's how you get ahead.
Hmm?
That's how you get ahead.
Yeah. You know, and you know what? When I do have to hire people, I pay them a lot. You know, like say if I'm gonna.
If you want to get the best employees, you have to pay good money. There's no doubt about that. So you're saying it'd be okay for me to pay someone under the minimum wage, but it's not okay for the pizza parlor to do it?
Well, no, again, I just said, you know, a waitress, whatever.
No, I'm not talking about wait staff. I'm talking about kitchen staff.
Oh, I'm saying no, because again, the kitchen staff is likely not working
full time. So you're saying that in some cases, two individuals can come to an agreement together, but in most cases, they can't, and they need mommy government to step in between them.
Right, because most
I think that's kind of sad. You're basically saying that these employees, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're a bunch of idiots, and they need government out there to take care of them.
I'm saying that the guy who cuts and cooks that pizza on most nights, you know, how can I put this? He's only going to make money cutting pizza, and he should not be coming to your place, you know, making $20 pizzas, you know, and then he only gets, you know,
that's his business,
six
dude. It's up
night.
To him. It's up to him if he wants to make that deal. It's not like I can just bring people into my business and force them to work for me. They have the choice every single time. And the minimum wage takes away the right to choose. We've got calls on the line for you. Hang on, Jeffrey. 800-259-9231. You want to talk to the progressive? He's on right now. You better get your call in. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join our website, freetalklive.com. You don't join the website. You can join us on our website. So there is a program you can join called the AMP program, but it's not a mandatory thing. You can enjoy all the features on our website completely free, but if you want to go above and beyond all that, if you want to help support the show and help get us on more radio stations around the country so we can have debate with more progressives and more conservatives, because we can debate with them, too, on all kinds of issues. If you like that and you like what we're doing on this show, talking about liberty, talking about freedom, go to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And it'll do good things for us because it gets us some more stations. But for you, you'll get access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls here. You've got Jeff on the line with us. Jeff in Louisiana, the progressive, is here with us. And I want to go straight to the phone calls here, if you don't mind, Jeff. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Jeff.
Hey, Ian, guys. How's it going?
Good. You're on with Jeff, Todd. Go ahead.
Okay, Jeff, let me tell you something. Back in the 90s, when I was working at Blockbuster Video, back in 1996, the minimum wage at the time was $4.25 an hour. Then the minimum wage went up to $5.15 an hour. That was a 90 cents increase. When that happened, guess what? Prices started going up. Did you know that at that time, there were even some reports that some people's jobs, their hours were being cut, not to mention some of their breaks, and even the prices were going up. Now, when I was working at Blockbuster, I'll tell you, the movies that we were charging at the time were $3.25 a movie. Then it went up to $3.35. Now, that's not a super big increase, but the fact of the matter is, even though it wasn't that big of an increase, the fact of the matter is that most people did not want to pay more than what they they were willing to pay, even for that price increase. So here's the problem when you do raise the minimum wage. Either when prices go up, people are going to spend less, or they're going to cut back on their personnel, whether it's they're going to lay off, say, the person who has the most experience or the person who has the least experience, that is, if they ever get hired in the first place, or they're going to cut breaks, or they're going to cut their work hours. And here in Michigan, for example, just last year, they raised the state's minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.40 an hour. That's $2.25.
Wow, that's a huge jump. They also have some of the highest unemployment in the U.S.
Yeah. And guess what, my friend? We're losing businesses left and right. Not just businesses, but we're also losing employment left and right. Did you know that they had, when I was working at CVS, they had to cut my hours when my when the wage went up? So when that happened, inevitably some of the prices started going up. But in some cases, some employers don't want to raise their prices, so they're going to have to cut back on their employees, or they're going to have to cut back on the other perks that employees may have.
Good points, Todd. Thank you for the call tonight. Jeff, your response?
Well, he's not showing me any cause and effect there. I mean, for instance, when the wage went up, you know, gas prices were also going up, which meant that everything being produced, including food, the price of that went up also. Just like right now, you have people saying that, you know, the reason why the gas prices are going up is because of ethanol, which is just stupid. You know, gas prices are going up because oil, which was $19 a barrel when George Bush was elected, is now over $100 a barrel.
Well, there are several reasons. There are several reasons, and you're hitting on one of them as to why the prices are going up, not just on oil, but on everything. And you've hit on one of the legitimate reasons, and that is the government is, you know, doing this insane war in Iraq, which is costing trillions of dollars or hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're printing that money from thin air, thereby inflating the money supply. So certainly that's an issue to be dealt with. But did you have any comment on the fact that, you know, business, when its costs increase, can only deal with that in so many different ways?
Well, yeah. I mean, for instance, my business, you know, well, not mine, but the one I work at, our costs just really increased. Every single person working there just got an increase in pay of $4 an hour. You know, and that happened because of competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You know,
competition is why we have air-conditioned workplaces.
That's what creates a real minimum wage. Yeah. It puts the floor on wages in a given industry for a given person. The minimum wage from the government is artificial and creates lots of problems. You know, I mean, there's some guy who's from Guatemala who doesn't have an arm who would love to come sweep your parking lot for $2 an hour, but you can't employ him to do it, Jeff, because it's illegal.
Nick wanted to jump in with, I think, a related issue. Nick?
Well, the 40-hour work week, it was originally intended to help workers, and I think it did a lot of the same things that the minimum wage has done. It had unintended consequences. It was put into place at the time and a half requirements were put into place at a time when people were commonly working 60, 80-hour weeks. Now, it did succeed in generally cutting people back to a 40-hour work week, but in the beginning, the idea was that if you were working 60 hours, that would still be an option. You'd just get paid more if your employer was going to keep you working.
Now you can't earn that extra 20 hours worth of wages.
I don't know
whether full or time and a half or anything.
I don't know hardly anybody who can even get overtime.
It's almost unlimited for me.
Well, that's nice. You're very talented. We're talking about people that have low skill jobs. For me, when I was at Kmart, I couldn't get those extra hours.
The thing about it is, though, you know, if you're working in Kmart or Walmart, you're probably not even getting 40 hours.
Okay, but Jeff, are you unionized still? At your job?
We're not unionized.
All right. Well, do you mind me asking what you do?
Oh, I'm in tech support.
Okay, well, I mean, most people that I know who work in retail jobs, food service, their employers won't even hire them full-time. They won't even give them full-time benefits. They just schedule them for 39 and a half hours a week. So if you need more money, you really have to take a second job, and then you got to juggle schedules. I mean, I just think that if you had the option open where you could work 50 hours a week, I mean, generally, I think that would be okay to have that option. People could choose that.
Julia.
The reason why they do that, though, is not because of 40-hour work week. They do that because they have another policy, which they have probably a health plan, and they don't want you to qualify for it. So
and they have to pay people time and a half after 40 hours.
they could just schedule you for 40 hours. But what they do is they keep you shy of that so they don't have to get you on the health plan, too.
But that's what I'm saying is that just because you have requirements in place that require that they give full-time workers, you know, certain amounts of benefits, doesn't mean that people are even going to get that. I mean, this is just similar to the minimum wage.
And, Jeff, we're not saying that big employers are a bunch of good people. We're not saying that. We're saying that the marketplace will dictate, as it does with your wages and your hours, the marketplace can dictate for everyone how much they get paid and what kind of benefits they get, and that they have the right and the ability to negotiate their own wages and their own benefits.
Well, they should have that right. We are short on time, Jeff, but I want to make sure that Matt has a chance to talk to you. Matt in Montana, listening on KGEZ, you're on with Jeff, the progressive.
It's okay. Mac, yeah, we've called a couple times.
Welcome, Mac. You're on with Jeff. Go ahead.
I love this conversation, but you have to look all the way back into the 70s when the unions were strong, and the 60s when the unions were strong, and all they did was they convinced these people that they had to have more and more and more and more money as the inflation went up. I mean, if you consider the price of the dollar back in 19, what the dollar would buy you in 1913 compared to what it does now, you're totally screwed no matter what. So the unions and the government got together and they made this thing happen. And now I swear to God, the only way you're going to make do right now is if you get off and you find a boss that'll pay you cash for your time, for your labor. You make a contract, a verbal contract, and you go to work. You don't get overtime until your boss is in an emergency. I don't care how many hours you work. You can work 50 hours a week. Hey, I want to come in on Saturday. All right, well, you really don't have to, but if you want to, fine. But then when the boss has an emergency and he says, "By golly, I got to have you this weekend," well, then he pays you overtime. Now, I work for $10 an hour. I'm totally off the grid. I've already told you guys this before.
Good deal.
I just totally hate this government intervention, because the government's, minimum wage basically is enslaving more and more people. In the process, what they're doing is the unions and the government, they've priced our productivity out of the market. They've gotten away with shipping all of our industry overseas because they taught us that we deserved more.
Matt, we're short on time. I want to thank you for the call tonight and give Jeff the last 20 seconds here. Go, sir. You're short on time. Jeff?
When I was 20, I earned about $30,000 a year. Still there?
We're here. You got 20 seconds. Go now.
Okay. But I was on salary, so I worked a lot more than 40 hours. I'm not saying minimum wage, only, but I'm saying just the arguments I'm hearing just aren't proven.
Well, it doesn't matter. First of all, we're not going to have time to go through the arguments all over again. Certainly, there's statistics, as Mark said, and thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
I can't show a bar graph on here, but yeah. I can show you that unemployment goes up after minimum wage increases every time.
And government doesn't belong in between two people's agreements, and that's all we're talking about. Hour 3 is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
America